Falling Dominoes, our Monday night, August 10th. I didn't hear the intro music. Usually we have our groovy little Dick Dale intro, and then we come in. Dan,
dan, dan, dan, oh, yeah, dan, we had it going. Dan, dan. We had it going.
Oh, I didn't
Sorry,
hear it.
I didn't have a patch to you. I have to fix that.
Okay. All right, so I got a little confused about when we were going to come in. Wow, there's a lot to talk about, you guys, right? I mean, we know that. I wanted to start off with a couple of Yeah, right. Thank you. We have Leo Cullinan here tonight, dear friend, monster researcher. It's going to be a great show. Anybody wants to call in, we're on Revision. This is revisionmedia.org. This is the Falling Dominoes with Greg McGill and Willie Redpill. And our phone number is 855-492-6049 if anybody wants to call in and join in on the action. I think we have some good Richard, you there real quick. I wanted to bring up.
Yeah.
That's okay. The producer of the show, who runs our media, he is now, I believe, you're doing a show on Stormfront. Is that correct?
What's that?
Oh, you can't hear me. You're doing a show on Stormfront. Is that right?
No.
No, not a show, but we
I know,
a,
I mentioned,
like,
no, I mentioned there were some people affiliated with that show who are also on
okay.
the platform. So,
oh, I got you. Okay,
yeah.
Well, I'm welcoming the new listeners we're going to have because
but,
that's great. That's awesome.
Yeah, I know. It's Republic
that's
Broadcasting, RBN.
Republic Broadcasting, okay, cool. Yeah. All right, so you know that's great. We got the format to for now be able to talk. And what I wanted to bring up for anybody into the show and co-hosts know this, of course. I can get as a host, I can get a little interrupty. What happens is, questions starting through my mind when it just happens. And I'm never trying to make it about like, oh, this is the look at me, it's the Greg show. Usually, it's always I just interject with a question, and I'm really trying to work on that, everybody. And if I do interrupt you, please feel free to, you know, shut me down. Hey, I'm talking, or whatever you got to do. I'm not gonna get butt hurt. I've been this way my whole life. it's nothing new. So, I want to apologize to anybody. You know, if I do get interrupted, a guest can just say, hey, stop, or anybody. I'm just not gonna. That's how my wife deals with me. You know. So you guys could ask her how she does it. She's a saint. But anyway, that's really all I had to say for the intro of the show. You know, and then obviously the big thing is right now is the Beirut bombing, and I'm right. Israel's got their filthy fingerprints all over it.
When don't they?
Amen. When don't they?
Yeah, I think the Jerusalem Post put out, I saw it on David Duke's website, Jerusalem Post put out an article tacitly admitting to having committed
really?
This enormous war crime. Again, another one. Another one's par for the course.
Right.
You know, if it does, one doesn't happen every day, it's, this one's a little bigger than their usual dailies. But,
They're always getting a little more brazen every time.
And
yeah,
because they keep getting away with it.
Me off of the social media here yesterday, and you know.
Oh, that's right, Willie. Right, and that was the Buster Berry account.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm sorry.
Gone.
That sucks when they kick down.
Disabled.
That sucks. Yeah.
Wow.
I guess some Jews got upset. I noticed that right before it happened, there were a bunch of Jews laughing emojis at a bunch of my posts and stuff. I had the post up about the blood libel ceremony, the little meme. It has the ancient meme or whatever from the medieval days. And they have a little bleeding them out. they put laugh emojis, and I couldn't block them fast enough.
They're laughing at it.
Yeah. There was a time when I'd engage them and be like, wait a minute, so why is that so funny? Let's have a logical debate. It's like,
you can't argue with a Jew, right? Right, guys? You can't.
No, I've stopped going into other chat rooms and arguing with them because I was just getting nuked on my accounts. It still happens.
Yeah. And sadly, I mean, I get the posts on public and they were just going viral, some of them, you know. And you know, some they're going to get a hold of them. They're going to catch you.
Eventually, and
they have go the public.
That's when it
upper
happens.
Hand.
Every time I made a public post, that's when I just started seeing my account get banned. Everyone's always asking, "Hey, can you make this public? Just screenshot it and share it, man. My account's going down."
No, that's
time.
All you got to do.
Right.
Right. That's all you got to do. Everybody's, you do this or that for me? No, freaking take a screenshot.
Jeez, I think we've all learned that. I see we all screenshot each other's stuff because we know by now.
Now we do. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what you have to do is process, right? So you have to click on the post, then you have to view full size, then you have to hold your finger down on the image and save it. At least that's the way.
But you can do that too. That'll save it to your smart device. You know, you can do it that way also. Yeah. Or you just download it to your gallery or whatever. You know.
Right.
So I mean, you're right. We've all learned to do that, huh?
Third easier way to do it.
I usually just screenshot the entire post,
there you go.
I'll just post the screenshot right to the page. Since I know most of us aren't public anymore. Like 3-4 years ago when we used to all be public.
Right. We were. And everybody kept, getting the, Well,
weren't such bad times. We used to be able to look
fun,
up what
man.
We wanted on YouTube and all of that.
Right. It was easy to research. It's actually pretty hard now. I mean, they take it down instantly. It's instantly flagged. It's instantly fact-checked.
Other platforms just aren't as good. BitChute, it's nice and all, but
it's
just not as good. You send somebody a BitChute video, they won't watch it because it enters into a website rather than their YouTube app. And everyone wants information so damn quick. And I mean, I can tell them all the books I've read. I've read thousands of books. I had probably more time to read books than most people on this entire planet.
You can tell us talk about your history there if you want with that, Leo. I mean, you were locked up in the federal prison, right?
Yes, I did 7.5 years in the feds. And that's where it all kind of started for me. I actually got put in a hole and underneath the bunk. Somebody left Which Way Western Man. I got thrown in the hole. I looked, there's nothing else to read. I'm like, okay, what the fuck is this? It kind of looked retarded, to tell you the truth. The picture of William Simpson Gailey right there. Like, he's not really, he's just standing there in a sweater. You're like, what is this? And the book was very, very eye-opening. I'm not going to say I agree with everything he says in the book.
Right, but it gave you the
highly intelligent.
Start.
Yes.
Right.
That
who's
book started off my research.
William Paley?
William Gailey Simpson.
Man.
Yes, Which Way Western. Very hard book to find nowadays, actually. If you find it, it's like a couple $100 usually.
Wow. Oh, I know. It doesn't suck when you get rid of some books. There's a couple I gave away. I am kicking the shit out of myself for giving away these books. I can't believe I did that a few years back.
Oh, you can't find them now. Yeah,
no, you can't find them.
The original copy. The only the only way you find them is people reprint them. You know, God bless their hearts for doing so because they're doing it for the movement. They reprint them, but they're not originals. I have a bunch of originals. I still reading
your
the physical copy of books.
So does Willie. Both of you guys, man. That's why you're on this show, because you're the kind of bookworms we need. We need eggheads like you guys. Thank God. Thank God for, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's important, here on Falling Dominoes. And what do you think of the name, Leo? Do you like the name Falling Dominoes? Pam came up with that.
I do like it. Pam's good for that one.
Yeah, my
wife's very good for that one.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she's good. She had to tell you hi.
Tell her I said hi.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't
definitely
been on Facebook right on much. I'm just constantly banned. And I'm over on IG. There's a community over there. It's a little bit different than the Facebook community over on IG.
Right.
It's not a bad community, though.
Is it a good different, or?
I feel like it's a like lot
Instagram?
Of. Yeah, Instagram.
Talk about Instagram.
Instagram, IG.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's
IG?
IG?
Yeah. Okay. Right. Caught me for a second.
Yeah. That meme.
That's the kids are using these days.
Right? Yeah, that's right. That is what
you can get banned on Instagram too, right? And post.
Oh, absolutely.
You post the wrong meme.
It's owned by Zuckerberg. The Jew bought it. So.
Yeah.
It ain't nothing special, but I feel like.
Is there anything the Jew doesn't own?
Shit. I thought DuckDuckGo, but then I, did a little bit of research.
That's what COVID was for.
Yeah.
What about Brave?
That's what was?
Browser. That's what COVID was for, so the Jew could swallow the rest of everything up again.
You could get everything else. Yeah. Wow.
Crash
the stock
market,
businesses.
Buy it all back up, and tyrannize everyone through the corporations and tell them, we're all in this together.
Meanwhile, look at China. Look at China. It's not us, I swear.
As long as you don't look at Israel, right? Brings us right back to the topic, which is this Beirut thing. I think that it's definitely something that is maybe a little more important than even truthers are making it out to be, because they're just going to keep. They really wanted to destabilize that government, and they did it instantly with setting this bomb up. And now, come on, they're not making fireworks there. I don't believe that for a second. Maybe there was some stored whatever fertilizer there or whatever, but they knew what they were hitting. You know, is there any more evidence? I saw that there was a video of a missile or whatever, but since then I heard that wasn't a good evidence. But is there any more evidence of the actual bomb hitting it?
I haven't seen anything personally. I did see the still of the missile hitting it. So much disinfo, but come on, man. Right. The way that thing blew up, it's just not logical that it's a fireworks plant and there
come
was
on,
some stored
fireworks.
This, there was some stored
the
that.
And Beirut is known for fireworks.
And Netanyahu had done from what I've read, he did a conference, I think, in 2018 on that exact spot. It just doesn't happen to go up in flames for no friggin' reason with a big nuke cloud.
Yeah, well, big mushroom cloud, yeah. Oh, yeah, you can make mushroom clouds. They like to have that dramatic effect because it does give the psychological part of it. I've got Tannerite that I blow up with my rifles, and it makes mushroom clouds right there in my rifle range. Boom, big old mushroom cloud. So it's a way things are, any explosion can create one of those. But the bigger, the better. And that was a big monster, right? I mean,
it was a monstrous attack.
Yeah, right, a huge attack.
And
so
Trump comes out, he says it's an attack right after. Yeah. I feel like maybe he's backtracked his words after that, probably because he got told to,
Yeah. We don't know we're all hoping the best about Trump. That's all I can say right now for it.
That's all any of us can really say. He did, I don't know if he let it slip. Hey, because he says, I talked to my generals, it was an attack, and I feel like he's backtracked since then. The powers that be put them strangleholds.
Powers of the bee. We know who that is. We know who that is, that's for sure. Yeah.
Jet Powers, Jet B.
Right. So, it's worrisome. Are they going to, how come most people don't know it that it's Israel yet that's doing all these things. It's starting to be
worse.
Of course,
the news
leadership's getting more and more obvious. What's that?
It's not on the news. Listen, if it were true, it would be on the news.
It'd be on the news, right?
Come on, Greg, get it together, buddy.
Yeah,
man, well, I'm so woke.
Some days I feel like more people are waking up, and then some days,
yeah,
I'm like, it's hopeless. I'm black pilled and what the fuck is it? Uh-huh. Like, for instance, I'm just going to, like, everyone's talking about the Hollywood pedophilia. Everyone's talking about it. It's a brand new thing.
Yeah.
While all of us have been talking about it for years, been disowned by family members, friends, called crazy, everything, right?
Yep.
And we happen to just go right to the issue. These motherfuckers' last names are fucking Cohen.
We got
to let's try to lay off the F-bomb a little bit.
Yeah, we try to keep it so that it's, you know, that if we have to show people...
People might want to rebroadcast it, and, you know, you never know.
That's all. No, I we all do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all do it. I've done it a bunch of times.
I've gotten better at it now. I am from Massachusetts. We swear a lot.
Absolutely. We've all done it
right,
on the show,
but on the air, we definitely want to come off as professional as possible.
Exactly. Yeah. But we've all done it, and it takes a second to get used to that. That's all. But anyway, go. What were you saying?
Just that, people don't seem to get it. They stop right at the main problem, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
They'll never want to mention the Jew, period. They just, they'll mention every problem around it. They mention, it's like, if I had hair still, I'd be pulling it out. It'd be gone completely like it already is.
Right. Right, because like you said, just right there, they name every other problem around it. But never the J. They name everything
else.
Don't you dare criticize
God's chosen people.
They're sitting there talking about, Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein, Weinstein. They'll even get to Wexner. They'll get to, Dershowitz. It's like,
Dershowitz.
People have something in common. Why are you not realizing this?
How can they not do the simple math?
You know, it's really
two
funny.
Plus two.
Dershowitz defended Jeffrey Epstein, right? He was also on MSM telling the world that you don't have a choice. You're getting vaccinated.
Exactly.
Well, how can
people
not know the can't do the math? 2 + 2 = Jew.
Right. I mean, and then you have
kind of echoing there, Greg.
He writes an article.
I know.
I'm gonna call back.
I'm getting disconnected. You guys, are you still there?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not sure who's that coming from. Might be my line. I'm all headphoned up. Let me see here. I can disconnect and call right back in though to get back on. Still there?
I'm here.
I'm muting myself.
Oh, the echo's still there. Yeah, it is. All right. I'll be right back in. Okay. Echo test. Hello. Hello. You guys hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. We're back.
All right,
yeah, so I think it was something on my end. I do. That's why I just connected and came back up. That's the thing. These things are like handheld mics. You know, the radios are handheld radios, really, when you do it off that. I'm hearing it again, darn it. Oh, well. Well, what were we saying anyway before we got distracted?
I think we were on the Dershowitz issue, which really is kind of a big issue, if you really think about it. This guy is telling us that we don't have constitutional rights to the vaccination. He's in the middle of one of the biggest pedophile rings, happens to defend the pedophiles, and gets called out by a victim who says that, she was raped by him. But then he comes out with an article saying, well, she's anti-Semitic. Okay, so the girl you raped was anti-Semitic.
Really? That was the defense. She's anti-Semitic.
Yeah. And his article was, the thing she was saying was, straight out of the protocols of Zion, and that, what does that have to do with, you're not even denying, you're just saying she's making this up because she's anti-Semitic?
That's anytime any Jewish supremacism is questioned in any way, shape, or form, you're labeled anti-Semitic. That's the trick, isn't it, right? It's still the trick they have. It still is.
Mention a bombing in Beirut.
It's still effective.
Anti-Semitic.
Right. Anti-Semitic.
Israel.
Right. No, that's anti-Semitic. Any criticism, any type of anything other than praise for these scumbags, other than praise. If you don't have that for them, and just, you know, that they're everything and they're the chosen and all that. If you don't have, if that's not what you're spewing, then, you know, you're shut down. You're not allowed to have any criticism at all.
I've also just recently saw a video of Dershowitz where he was saying, you know, that too many times Jews apologetically deny that they run the media, that they do this, that they have control, yeah. Where then he goes yeah. off and says, you know, we shouldn't be apologizing. We should be telling them we've earned the right to do this, to change things for the better, of course, for them.
Yeah.
This guy, man. This guy is all over the place. I feel like he's one of the biggest issues right now we should be focusing on.
Oh, who's that? Leo Dershowitz?
Yeah, Dershowitz. Leo, I feel like he's a big issue in the country right now that we should all start putting our attention towards. Dershowitz got a he's involved with, you know, like I said, he's involved in the Epstein case. He's been called out by a victim who he calls anti-Semitic. He's telling us we don't have rights to, you know, constitutional rights to not get the vaccine.
He's getting all this press. I mean, why does anybody give a shit what this guy thinks?
Agreed.
You know? That's great.
Agreed. But you tell people, hey, he's one of them, and they just shut down.
You know, that's really the biggest thing to tackle, we're trying to tackle, is because, you know, you're not allowed to, what you can't, if you can't talk about it, how do you change it, something? If you're not allowed to identify the problem, that is the problem we have. If you're not allowed to even identify it, how do you ever fix it?
On a side note, maybe even the S word isn't the best terminology for a host. How about don't give a shekel? How about don't give a shekel?
Actually, I like that.
Yeah, that's a little more accurate. Actually, it really is. Yeah, they don't give a shekel. Yeah. Right. So, you know, how do we change this?
Oh, man,
because you're taken down, you're censored constantly. How do you change this that we're not allowed to question them? How do you, you know, to even bring it up? How do you change it?
Yeah.
I feel like the only way to change it is just to say it and actually say it to you. And stop, people stop tiptoeing with Zionist or globalist or lizard people.
Amen.
Sometimes I'll go out in public and I'll drop it. I'll just drop it in public. I'll be like,
oh, I drop it all the time. All the time, just saying what I feel like saying. I mean, people listen when I talk. I don't know if it has a fact. You know, I'm 6'1", 275.
Yeah, you're a big boy. Yeah, he's a big boy, you guys. that could be it. But that's awesome that you do have the. I do it at work. I drop it constantly and. You know, I
do it at work.
People, they all know. Yeah, constantly.
I'm the same way. I do it at work. I do it when
I'm allowed to, though, at work. They love me there, so I'm not even worried about it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We all talk. We talk about everything there. It's not just that. We talk about everything.
I work at a great place. Shut you down, and then you won't.
Yeah,
then
right.
Come by your pizza place and fire you.
Yeah.
You said Jew.
Oh, yeah, of course they would. They come by anywhere you work, and they would come and bother you.
Yeah, I mean, they talk you any way they can. I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
I can't say definitively that I recently got doxxed through my bank. They shut my bank account down. I had plenty of money in it. I pay all my bills on time. I make good enough money. I'm, you know, a hardworking guy. They literally shut my bank down, told me that they don't have to give me a reason why they did it. And that when I signed a contract, I could leave them at any time, and they can leave me at any time.
Really?
I couldn't think of any other logical reason. Then I actually was pulling teeth. They were trying to tell me that they were going to ship the money to me in 30 days through a check.
What?
So, yes. And I'm like, no, you're not. I'm going into a branch right now, and I'm going to get my money.
Right. Yeah. Right.
It was pulling teeth, though. I got my money. And, you know, I'm like, you're going to do this during a pandemic? You're going to try and leave me cashless during a pandemic? This is not right.
Oh, yeah, that's what they do.
Of course, you know, I'm fine.
More I
and nor do I ever keep all of my money in a bank. I've never trusted banks.
Of course not.
The
yeah.
exact reason.
But yeah.
It's right. like that's one of their first lines of attack. Attack your money. Attack your money. That's how they get you.
Well, that's exactly yep. how they get you. So Leo,
that's
do you actually
economic
think
warfare,
that has something
pros
to do?
Do
you think that you're them disabling your bank account? What, how did that? What do you think happened? Why do you think that happened? That's not random.
I couldn't think of, and I'm, you know, of course we always instantly, I stub my toe and I'm starting to look at who the maker of the table is. Like, did
right.
you make a table?
It's but, a human. Right. So,
but no, seriously,
I was like,
why else would they do it? I've been with the bank, you know, since I've been out of prison for 5 years. I make all my payments. I make good enough money.
Right. You make good money.
I don't.
You're
you know,
an HVAC
to them,
guy.
I'm just, exactly. To them, I'm just working stiff unless they actually
just
know
another
who
home.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. I pay the bills to them. I have credit cards through them. Another thing.
Yeah, that's why I don't understand that.
Through them too.
Did they shut those off?
Yes, completely. I have to pay the interest and everything on them, which is fine, whatever. I'm just going to pay them off completely.
Yeah,
but they shut my credit cards down. Now, this didn't affect my credit or anything, which is it's just that I can't do business through them. They told me it was a corporate decision and that they made a corporate decision. They don't have to tell me why, though. And I'm like,
no, nobody tells
that. So scary.
Unless you criticize God's chosen people.
Well, I mean, so do you really
think that's
the only
thing I could think
exactly
of? And, I tried to think of a million other reasons. I'm like, it can't be that.
But, it can't be any other reason. What other reason would it be?
Of course,
type of thing happened to other people. I mean, it happened to actually Patrick Little when he was out doing his thing. If you guys remember him,
yeah,
not sure where he
was. Yeah,
of course.
But they did that.
Yeah,
to him?
Yes, they did something very similar to him. They shut down any ways for him to make money. They really screwed that guy over. Not sure what happened to Patrick. He was pretty cool for a while.
I just saw an interview with him actually recently. I found him pretty enjoyable. It was him and they were in a diner, him and Handsome Truth. And I hadn't really paid attention to Handsome Truth for a really long time because I guess there was like some sort of weird drama going on between him and other people and some of our friends. But I did enjoy this. I saw they were in a diner naming the Jew in the diner. It was awesome.
Right.
I remember that interview. That was a couple years back. I think that was Yeah, that was right when
that was
Truth
recently.
Kind of started coming around. They were in a diner. I think there was a few people in the back and it looked like they were sitting at a bar almost at the diner, right?
Nah, they had a guy.
No, maybe it's a new one.
They got had a guy behind. There's a black guy behind him, and they were
mentioning
him on the secret between the secret relationship between blacks and Jews. And
it was a couple years ago. I think
was it
Patrick Little's wife actually kind of. I know that his marriage was almost destroyed over all of that.
Oh, I bet.
And campaigning.
Yeah,
and he went through a hell of a time. I mean, I don't know.
Right.
Some people think it was bad optics. I personally loved it. I thought it was great.
Where he stood on the flag, the Israeli flag, and it said, "Screw the." Is that what you're talking about? That actual thing?
Yes.
That was
a great moment.
Yes.
He also raised a big blimp. I think it was out the lot one of the Angels baseball games. Or tried to raise a blimp. It didn't work out so well, but it said, "Yids hate kids."
Oh, wow.
It was
That's
a pretty
beautiful.
Big one, too.
You know what? It's taking people with balls like that, and we need more of it. I know that everybody, like you say, that he got a lot of crap out of the truth community for that. Oh, he's a shill or what. Come on.
I hate the truth community. They do it to everyone. If you start to
look
have a little bit of a name. Yeah.
Look what they do to look what they
do to
Trevor. Oh, my God. You want to take this, Leo?
Well, I mean, Trevor put a lot of the line.
Before we jump to Trevor real quick, and we'll go ahead and go to Trevor because we may forget. We'll come back to Patrick.
Oh, we can talk about it anytime you want.
No, I know, but this is
an example.
How it goes.
The truth community is they're full of kooks and weirdos, and you know, you can't.
You just got to be yourself.
They just want to
go ahead. What about Trevor? What happened?
Well, because he came out and supported Trump, right? I mean, right, Leo? You remember how they just, you know, the worst enemy was the community.
Yeah. They all started calling him a shill. Okay, he supports Trump.
Right.
A lot of us supported Trump.
Right.
A lot of us in the beginning.
Yeah, right.
You know, some of us are still crossing our fingers for it. There's a few, my gripes. I think we all do. Trevor does. You know, everyone just kind of started attacking him. It's like, man, the guy put a lot on the line for many years. A lot of you learned from him.
He was one of the first ones.
Insane things that no one else was doing. I know that Rudy Dent actually learned a lot and kind of like saw his thing. And that emboldened Rudy to start doing his thing.
Absolutely.
Yep.
He came on this show and he said that about Trevor. Yeah. Trevor Labonte is a warrior for the truth. He's a dear friend. I love him. I want to get him on the show, of course, but I will wait till he's ready. I haven't even heard from him in a minute. He hasn't even texted me, so I think he's just laying low. He's not on Facebook or anything right now. So.
Yeah, I talked to him a few weeks ago. He's just kind of laying low right now. He's just getting back to
the
music.
That's what I thought.
You know, he did a lot. He needs time to rest over all this.
Absolutely.
I'm starting to lay back myself. You notice I'm banned all the time, but just ain't been active. I just get so mad sometimes. I'm like, and now I'm like seeing people. It's like, yo, you guys are finally waking up. Cool. It just took the BLM to destroy the country.
This COVID thing is definitely waking a lot of people.
Yeah, right. Like, it's not BLM. It's the BLM.
Yeah.
It's the people funding
who's behind BLM.
Hello, and they're still not, you know, it's like.
I actually have a family member that used to think I was, this person texted me and everything and came out and said, I used to think you were kind of just racist and hated Jews. But then I realized I was the one in uninformed. What brought that person to these conclusions was actually seeing BLM destroy the country. The person started researching BLM and said, wow. It's Jews that back all of this.
Right. They're behind it. They started it. They're the ones. Yep. Always.
The person
we're all
behind and actually bought the secret relationship between Jews and blacks.
Right.
And started doing our own research then. And then that person and I have become very, very close now.
Good.
That's excellent.
So, yeah, people are waking up. And this family member was, not that any of us are per se racist, but this family member didn't have a racist bone in their body. Never would think of, you know, saying anything bad about anyone.
Well,
I
didn't either. I was like the white guy before in previous years. I was like, I'm going to mix things up in my family. I'm going to marry like an exotic girl from wherever, somewhere not white. I had no clue.
Somewhere not white.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to mix things up and make things more exotic. And
great.
And then I found out what was happening to us and who was doing
it
to us.
Yes.
I suddenly changed my tune. I was like, suddenly, that's not so appealing.
Find out you're targeted.
You got to realize, you know, that's what they want people to do. I mean, and it's not racist to love your own and want your own to succeed, but they don't want us to succeed. And they don't want just us to succeed, although we are their worst enemy, us being Europeans. But they hate.
Well, that's what brings world peace.
Yes, great.
When, you know, you
brown matter, whatever color.
Nationalism.
Yep.
Because, you know, you love your people, your tribe, you go back to it, you have your identity, you have your culture. There's nothing wrong with that.
They don't want us to know anything about that stuff.
True diversity is having that all over the world in different places. You know,
exactly.
You
want to
be able to go visit
someone one day about along those lines. They had a poster. It was end white supremacy. Have mixed race kids. So I said, you know, I go, well, don't you think that's kind of racist? No, and white supremacy. Well, don't you think the African culture and everyone else's culture is beautiful? Well, yeah. All right, so let's just say you think that the whites are evil. Let's just go with your theory here. Well, why are you going to destroy their beautiful culture that you think is so beautiful by mixing evil white blood into it? That's pretty racist. You're destroying their culture.
That's a good way to turn it around. Yeah.
They didn't really know what to say, you know?
No, like, they okay, don't.
Well, of course not. It's completely
they don't have an answer for that one.
Dogbot.
Well, the thing is, we're seeing all these BLM and all these protesters, Antifa, all that stuff. They're all whites. There's not that many black involved.
Oh, the bleeding hearts, the virtue signalers. It's just ridiculous. That's, unfortunately for me, it's extremely black-pilling sometimes, watching the virtue signaling whites and how much they hate
their own race. Well, you think it's just hopeless, buddy? Is that what you're talking about? That when you say black-pilled, you mean just completely hopeless? And that it's just
I'm not totally black-pilled. I see red pills all the time, but there are days where I feel black-pilled. I definitely do.
Yeah, who doesn't?
It's hopeless.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're going to feel that way sometimes. Yeah, I get it, too.
Yeah.
All the time, half the time. Half the time.
Anybody wants to call in, hey, it's 855-492-6049. 855-492-6049. We're on revisionmedia.org. Oh, I'm falling dominoes. It's our
Yeah, Gregory,
show.
You have
That's
a
Leo Cole, man. Yeah.
You have a caller in South Carolina on the line here, Mr. John Church.
John Church.
Let's let Leo talk to John a little bit. We want to tell you one thing, Leo, before, is that John will divert this any topic. He will divert it, and it will go to AI and whatever topic he wants to talk about. But see how if you can steer it in the right direction.
Well, Lakaya, how y'all doing?
Lakaya. Good, man. How are you?
For thousands of years, you know, Ike was talking about for thousands of years, this has been going on that, you know, sort of like spiritual pride is the number one offender, and spiritual pride can get fomented by, Mel Gibson's meltdown, you know, that news cycle was a lot easier for me to be absorbed into what Mel was saying. Mel Gibson had a breakdown, you know, about, they caused all the wars.
We love Mel, right? Everybody loves Mel.
St. Mel.
Oh, we love Mel.
I do like Mel.
It's the old proverb. Yeah. If you want to find out who controls you, give Mel a couple drinks.
Yeah. Now, Mel made a movie with no words in it, Apocalypse, and he made the Crucifixion of Christ, and it kind of he started connecting some dots there, saying, you know, this is this introspection here is causing him a little bit of ailment of seeing things, you know, and it probably blew a gasket. It would blow my gasket if I dove into it and. But it was a lot easier back then because, you know, I think he's right, because the spiritual pride is the spot that'll move somebody to go guns up or, you know, to revert to intrinsic guns up war for civil unrest.
I'm not sure which way. So, Leo, I'm not sure if the Southern accent sounds more or if it's the Bastion one. That is more. Did you say
Bastion?
It sounds dumb.
You're saying there's a lot of proof in the
accent.
The entire
ignorant.
You remember Jesse Jackson talking about the lobby, the Jew lobby?
Behind Town?
Jesse Jackson made a statement. He was a power broker for all social justice law, a mediator between the Jew and the common high school graduate that wanted to turn politician, like Regenesis in this state and the Environmental Justice Department, was started here.
John, you're losing us. You're losing us. We don't know what you're talking about.
We were talking about the Beirut bombing and the
Jewish problem with the Beirut.
The Environmental Justice Department was started for the left by instructions from Jewish people, not the people in America. It's not a native-born thing. So this entire movement kicked off with the Jeffersons. There was a Jewish guy involved in that. That, you know, by the way, Archie, it's not a Jewish man next door. It's going to be a black dude. And so, you know, the puppets, you know, the blacks are their puppets. And they've been using them.
Yeah, we would agree with that.
Yeah.
But right, no, you guys agree with that, right?
I completely agree. I could go further into that, but that's a whole different topic.
Proxy army is what I would say.
Well, Viktor Orban was talking about how Europe got rolled, and he was talking more about a small group of millionaires. He didn't say they were Jewish, but I'm sure, you know, a construct of that magnitude to roll Europe. You know, but it kind of threw me off to go more like Viktor Orban. He was called the first Trump. You know, he said, you know, what is this socialist garbage? Let's get it out of our country, and incited actual people that did something complicit to roll it. You know, like, but the entire social justice thing has just been a construct of Euro Jews, and those people got faces and names now. And they're getting bolder. I mean, it used to come from the ether. You didn't know. I mean, not a whole lot. I mean,
we were saying earlier they're getting bolder. We were saying that earlier they're getting bolder. Like this Beirut attack was, they're getting bolder about it. So, you know, you might be right.
So much as
well,
yeah, that too. But the fact
set up, then you don't care anymore. When you have the infrastructure all set up. You don't care anymore. Yeah. You're like, what are you going to do about it?
Right.
The transparency is gone now, and that's through implementation. It has to disappear because they're going to be actually buying companies to go tie in social justice with environment. You know, the environment has to do with national security, according to Obama. Yeah. And then in 2017, Trump reversed that law and said, no, the threat to security is the global warming people, not they were saying global warming was a threat to national security, trying to divert funds. So he kicked them back as hard as you can, as far as the president goes. I mean, he's not citing that there's Zionists or the World Bank, but this Klaus Schwab is talking about World Bank now. He's talking about World Bank reserves and swaying World Bank to basically seize a pipeline of money so that, you know, he's claiming that his $quadrillion investment is going to pay off pretty soon. And, you know, tonight, Lindsey Graham was talking about the Green New Deal has multiple trillions of dollars invested in making it go through. He was talking just an hour ago. He was stumping tonight on a radio station locally. And I'm surprised that he went into the Green New Deal as just a bunch of socialists. He didn't call out Zionists or any, you know, the power brokers behind it that would hire, like, Jesse Jackson. I mean, Jesse Jackson was, like, the go-to man to implement the program. But these socialist programs that Ike, you know, is off the chain with connecting, some of the revealed things lately during their implementation has revealed patterns that Ike was in the crevices with, you know.
Are you talking about David Ike again? Hey, John, are you talking about David Ike?
Yeah, but he went. He's basically calling about.
You really are.
He's calling out the Jewish people, but he's yeah. He doesn't want to do it directly. No, he would get hit.
No, he calls them reptiles and things like that. Yes,
or white. Didn't he call people. Somebody white
on the
other,
show the other night, he was talking about.
Whoa! Go back to what'd you say, Will?
I didn't. I just heard this through the grapevine that David Icke called them white. So I don't know. Don't take my word for it, but tell me if you heard it. I could be wrong about this. All I heard it was
heard what
the grapevine.
Well, what did he say?
That David Icke called them white instead.
Called Jews white.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he's on our side, John. That's what I'm trying to say here. I think he's a
Jones. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know.
No, that's fine. I'm just telling John. That's my opinion of Ike already. I don't think he's, I consider him an Alex Jones type.
Yeah, I would say that's a good way to put it. A little bit more edgy than Jones in a sense.
There you go.
He's a little more edgy. Well, Alex Jones,
but I don't think he's great
though.
Well, he did
talk about China and the Nazis.
Right, next Jews, Alex Jews, yeah. Constantly, yeah, it's always China, it's always this, the Nazis. Right.
It's always the Nazis, no matter what. Everyone always says, oh, it's the Nazis. It's the it's the communists. It's, and then
right, exactly what the so-called Nazis were fighting, yeah. And that's something
I
else.
That's a,
so yeah, I got to call out something. There was a guy on the internet, and you know some of these truthers, they'll be right with you on everything, and they'll be super red-pilled on everything. And then it comes to, like, Hitler. Hitler was a traitor. And listen to this Octagon, the black nobility, and he was controlled by the Swiss nobility and the Jesuits.
Yeah,
stuff.
You'll hear
it. And you hear these things, right? And you're like, well, and then they'll just blast you with ad hominem, like, I can't believe that you're so stupid that you would think that that Hitler was not a traitor. He let everyone at Dunkirk escape, and then he let the Luftwaffe, in the Luftwaffe, he didn't even have them bomb all of the strategic targets that he could have bombed. So I'm like, okay. So he made mistakes. I actually would like to have this debate. I think it would be an interesting debate. Well, I
think
it would be an interesting. Well, wait, hold on. You don't know yet, right? So at least this guy had all his knowledge and information, and he's citing specific things. So you can't run away from that. You have to take every piece of it. But where the guy went really wrong was he sent this video of this octagon, not on there anymore, so something about the octagon, and it was just like constantly lapping off about Nazis. And so like, I got
well, that's like your first clue.
Right. It's just like, this is
anytime
idiotic.
You hear that word.
Yeah. That's true. That word is a stupid word.
And it always comes down to these guys saying, you know, Hitler was a Rothschild. And then of course, the sexual perversion of it. Oh, he had a small penis and one nut and all this other weird stuff that doesn't even matter. But that the Jews instill into these people's minds to hit you with. And it's like, none of that makes sense. None of these people ever read Mein Kampf. They've never even read anything that Hitler has said or done. Oh, yeah,
nope.
He was a Jew.
Nothing.
He totally was calling them out the entire time, showed you a plan on how to destroy them. And, yet, you know, he was a Jew. Okay. You know, destroy the one true hero since the guy who was nailed on the cross by the Jews, you know.
I totally agree.
Right.
Totally agree. He's second to only to Christ, really, because he really did try to, he tried to turn the whole world onto this. You know, he told the whole world about
him. He was a great man. Yep. There's so many great aspects of him. There's so many things in our society today that we learned and got from him that people don't
that they
even
won't give
realize.
Him credit for, that they won't give him any credit for whatsoever.
Nope. But they'll
call
him
I got a
small
song,
penis
guys.
One nut
Jew. You guys ready for the song? It's going to be
one nut Jew.
Okay.
That was funny, Leo. But hey, we got a song. William Red Pillum is going to play a song, everybody. And if anybody wants to call in, it's 855-492-6049.
All right.
We are on a radio station.
Adolf Hitler was a man. He was a man. He was a man. Adolf Hitler had a plan. He was the best man. He was the best man next to Jesus. Jews are evil and they lie. Oh, yes, they lie. And that's no lie. Jews commit all genocide. They've been the worst since they killed Jesus. If I were only Jewish, I'd blow the whistle on my whole tribe. Because it's not cool to be a genocidal racist and the world's worst parasite. Jews are murdering the whites. Using the blacks because they're kikes. They won't stop until we're gone and make us all wish we weren't so stupid. Adolf Hitler was a man. He was a man. Okay, I'll just leave it at that.
That's terrific.
Beautiful.
That was great. Yeah, good job.
Absolutely beautiful.
We've got to record. It wasn't it? Oh, that was
it
fantastic.
Was. I loved it.
Me too.
And it was
too,
true,
right?
Every bit of it.
Oh, every bit of it. But Willie's got a lot of songs like that. We really, it's a shame that we don't have them recorded yet. We really need to. He's got a bunch of them.
I got to do it before they come and try to take me into the concentration camp.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Got to get them recorded first, man. Get them out
right,
there.
Right, you should be looking forward to the William Red Pillum collection, though. I definitely am. I don't know when we can get that stuff recorded, but it's going to happen eventually.
Yeah.
That'll be cool. Adolf Hitler was a man.
He was a man. Well, and then, you know, it's got little, like, you can try to picture the little instruments in the background, too. Like,
kazoos. Oh, yeah, I felt it. Totally.
It would be great.
Yeah, we can.
You just can't get past.
I've got a whole bunch more at where that comes from.
What's that?
Yeah, I know.
That's what I was saying.
Right. Say, Gregory, I see someone else joined the line. I don't know if they're just calling to listen, but we have a 928 in Arizona.
Oh, awesome. Hey, welcome aboard.
What's up, guys?
How's it going? We got Leo just made a point about the Adolf Hitler question is probably one of the biggest ones there is. Who do we have here on the line with us?
It's Travis. What's up, guys?
Travis!
How's it going?
Travis, welcome aboard.
How's it going, Travis?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, good, man. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Oh, man, I'm just seeing this.
I told him to call in.
I've been kind of following the current events and watching watching this underlying scenes going on with like the UN stuff, the USMCA, this whole like communist agenda kind of taking over this country, and it seems like, you know, they've infiltrated everything, on down to even like a lot of local level offices, and you can kind of see it in the policies they're enacting with this like climate change action plans that every city has enacted, and I don't know. It's just a serious concern of mine to see, you know, within 4 months, you know, Americans giving up their right to do a lot of things.
Under
they
the
used
COVID
to do.
Cover, right?
Yeah.
Right.
COVID
under the cover of this
crap.
COVID thing. Yeah.
We have seen in the last 4 months a drastic change. It's unbelievable. We're in the midst of the Bolshevik Revolution 2.0.
No, that's what Travis needed. That's what he meant right there. Yep.
It's just very, it's scary times, man.
They don't even know what it was. They have no idea what happened after it.
Yeah.
And that's a sad thing.
Ryan, we're right in the middle of the next one.
Right. You try to tell people about this stuff. You try to warn people about the dangers of, you know, our unquestioning obedience to Israel, the U.S. unquestioning obedience, you know, the fact that the churches don't speak about these topics, et cetera, et cetera. People just don't want to listen.
Right, they tune
you out. They find an excuse, you know, oh, well, Trump's on board and he's a good Christian man and this and that. And even though you can provide them with evidence that, you know, he might have converted to Judaism a while ago, they still won't listen. If you're divided on one side or the other, you think Trump's a Jew?
Travis, you think Trump's a Jew?
Yeah, very good possibility. Yeah,
okay. Okay, well, all right.
There's a lot of evidence.
What kind of evidence do you have of that? We'll definitely hear you.
Well, hold on, don't grill him too hard. He just got here.
His daughter's a converted Kabbalist, basically.
Right.
She wears a little red bracelet, you know, married Jared Kushner. And
Trump's got the Kabbalah
Tree of Life hanging on his wall in his apartment. They had an old video show up a couple months ago about, you know, him and having that presented that Kabbalah Tree of Life and this and that. And, you know, it just makes you wonder. And it just makes
you
wonder.
So you don't think that could be just political theater? And, you know, which is what I believe that is. It's political theater. And it's also a really good way to put on an anti-Semitic bulletproof vest if he has all this Jew stuff around him, you know? So that's my opinion. I mean, what do you guys think, Leo? I mean, because Travis is making the assertion that Trump is a Jew.
Well, it's possible. In my opinion, I know people like Travis.
Because
there's a lot of evidence
needs to be
out
people
there
that
says,
question him, no matter what.
Some of us like him,
some of us don't. So we need the people like Travis and others
I agree.
To question this man.
I'm glad that we don't talk about it. Yeah.
Yes, it's very.
I'm not going to hold any punches back. I'll call it the way I see it.
No, you don't. I'm falling dominoes. We don't do that. We don't hold any punches. Don't worry about getting anybody butt hurt. You come out swinging, buddy. Whatever
absolutely.
You All right.
So,
and then Greg said to tell him to stop interrupting you. So Travis, if Greg starts interrupting you, just say shh.
Shush.
I just had a couple points to make. Look at the Jeffrey Epstein stuff. You know, that stuff's totally connected to him, and it just gets buried, and people, you know.
Said Trump is connected to that?
Oh, yeah.
He was never on that manifest.
My point with Jeffrey Epstein, I'll put this up with Jeffrey Epstein and Trump. And I'm not going to – tonight I'm not going to give my views on what I feel about Trump. But I will say
– okay, it's some
Trump
time, yeah.
has been pretty vindicated far away from that Epstein situation more than most. Now, here's the thing. He had helped in an investigation. He was the only one that helped. He was willing to help, came in and helped with the conviction that put him away the first time. He had banned him from his Mar-a-Lago properties. He was on the manifest for the flight from Florida to New York, one time only.
Oh, really?
He wasn't,
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I stand corrected.
Just one time, and he was hitching a ride. He had hitched a ride and I don't even think Epstein was on the plane, but he had hitched a ride. And this is when, you know, you got to remember, billionaires are going to bump shoulders, right? So he was friends with the man. We've seen pictures with him.
Right.
You know, that's going to happen.
Right.
I'm not defending him. I am saying, though, if there was more evidence on Trump with Epstein, it would be blasted everywhere. He is recently.
That's a good point. What do you think, Travis?
That's how you know who controls the media. It's
because
it's not blasting on the media. And this whole Maxwell thing is just as a cover.
Yeah.
She'll probably cop a fucking guilty plea. She'll probably get a very light sentence, and it'll be forgotten about. It'll be sealed, and it's done.
I could see that, but I could also see that she could be suicided. There's a lot that could happen with that. I'm just either way, it's easy. They want Trump out. No matter what, they want Trump out.
Yeah, I think so,
Biden
for sure.
It'd be very easy
for
them to control Biden. So what's a better way to get Trump out? By actually linking the man to the Epstein situation. He's recently been vindicated by there was no evidence against him at all in any of the documents that were
unsealed. I'm sure they've tried. Yeah.
They would like to. And like I said, I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to defend Trump and tell anyone my position on Trump tonight. But I think that I like that there's people like Travis and others who were –
me
very
too. I like it too.
Putting Trump under the magnifying glass. But I will say,
I don't agree with him necessarily, but
I think you had a million other options to go at Trump than the Epstein situation, because he's kind of been vindicated on that situation more than anyone.
Well, I'm not going at Trump.
Did
I'm just calling
really
out the
like.
Whole left-right bullshit. You know, everybody's divided one way or the other.
There is,
and the fact is,
there is
the globalists,
no left-right. They're all two sides.
The globalists
of the
always
shackle.
Get their man in office. You know, whether we vote one way or another.
I think he was a wild card like Kennedy, though. He was kind of a wild card, Travis, I think. Like Kennedy was, too. I mean, we all pretty much know Israel killed Kennedy.
He was also groomed for this job since day one. He had a reality TV show. I mean, he's got all sorts of, you know, ties into getting bailed out numerous times and his failed businesses. You know, it just... It adds up.
You
start to wonder.
Giving left talking points right now yourself. These are all left talking points about being bailed out of numerous business. The guy has hundreds of businesses.
We've all heard that.
It's
and they have to declare
it. I'm not trying to attack you, Travis. I'm not trying to attack you, and I'm not trying to defend Trump. But your positions are kind of left-stream media positions. And that's fine.
They're not. Actually, they're fucking completely red-pilled, and that's why I wanted to call
Travis,
on.
We're trying to have a no F-bomb thing. It's hard. We're all trying to stick to that,
listening and stuff.
We know.
Yeah,
right.
I've done it before.
Okay, thanks, Travis. But anyway, yeah, we definitely want to hear your point there. What'd you say?
I've kind of lost my train of thought. It doesn't matter.
You're saying, Travis.
The point is, right now, you can kind of see the play happening with the takedown of the U.S. via China, Israel, and Russia, and that's the connection.
Right.
And you can see it.
China, Israel, and Russia.
And it's like, you know, they're playing people, good guy, bad guy. Of course, you know, you go to the right side of the spectrum, they all, you know, agree that China's the issue. And
right. That's a great analogy.
And China is an issue. China is a danger.
But not like they want to say it is. It's all eyes on China. Yeah. It's purposely there. You're right.
Well, I mean, the thing is, I mean, we really need to be all eyes on Israel.
There you go.
Travis, bingo. The left wants you to look at Russia. The right wants you to look at China.
Nobody wants
Israel
to look at Israel.
Stays in the background, rubbing their greedy shekel-shaving hands. Yeah.
Shekel, amen. That's exactly what they're doing. While we all are at each other's throats.
And you know, I have some real serious criticisms of Trump. I don't like the way he's handled this. I think that he left his backers, as far as the BLM and everything and all this. I think he left his support base like out here naked, stranded, getting beaten up by blacks constantly.
I'm not super happy about it lately.
And
we kind of have to defend ourselves.
Absolutely, but it'd be nice if we had some advocacy too. If we had some, I mean, look at the couple that came out and tried to defend themselves.
Right. That's
what happens.
Yeah, that's
when
very
you
interesting.
Yourself, you go to jail.
Yeah.
So, you know, either get beat up and die or go to jail.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I'm saying, you know, it'd be nice to have some advocacy. Trump come out, or not Trump, he's not going to do it, period. And I'll say it's kind of spineless.
Doesn't seem like it. He stays away from anything like that.
Yeah, but it would be not, you know,
it's
you know,
political
whites
strategy.
Are being attacked. Whites are being attacked because they are.
Yeah, that's nothing new.
Oh yeah,
that's
it's
nothing
absolutely
new. That's
nothing new.
Going
but,
on
it,
for
but recently, in the
World War One, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
We have been being wiped off the face of the planet. We are under a massive genocide. I mean,
I agree.
Man, there is. Yeah,
it's interesting.
I mean,
talk to some of the black community. They are aware. They are receptive.
Yeah,
to these
that's
ideas.
True.
They do realize that there is a lot of manipulation out there. So they kind of are skeptical, I think, of the BLM. I'm talking about in general the working class community of the black people. When you talk to them, and I have actually talked to them about these racial issues, they seem kind of keenly aware that there could be something fishy to that. So that's why I think there's a lot of agitators in that whole BLM, you know, scene, because many people don't subscribe to that radical racial bullshit that they preach, basically. Sorry, apologize for different language.
You know what? This brings up a great point, Travis. And I think the thing is the money. They're getting paid. Somebody's getting paid over there. They're not pumping billions of dollars into that without somebody reaping some payments. Like that guy that just
100%.
Debated E. Michael Jones, that Umar Lee guy. He's a white guy who talks like he's black. And he's from St. Louis and he wants to topple statues. And he used to be a cab driver. And suddenly he became famous because he came out and started talking about toppling statues. Well, the Jewish press got a hold of him and promoted him. And suddenly he becomes famous. And now he's begging George Soros to send him some money. He actually brazenly in the debate with E. Michael Jones. I mean, he just showed all his cards and the guy's an idiot. I mean, I commend him for coming on to the debate, but E. Michael Jones just put him up against the ropes and 1-2 punched him until he was talking ghetto, until he was making ghetto talk and like telling him talk about, you know, and then he's like, can I swear? And he starts going on, getting all ghetto and stuff. And he's resorted to that, you know, he had nothing. And then, you know, he's like,
that's why we
want to
keep the swearing down off of our show, because we don't want to sound like an idiot like that. You're right. That's exactly why
it definitely is. It's better to not swear. It does make you sound a bit more
we don't need to do it.
Unstable. Yeah, it makes you sound
Did I swear?
Right, exactly.
Did I just
no,
swear?
I
not
swore.
As I
swore.
As I did it.
No, we were just talking about the top that because you said, you know, that guy was all of a sudden he's all ghetto and I'm going to swear. And I'm like, see, he resorted to that. And we don't want to sound like those idiots at all.
It was actually, you know what, I got to be fair. It was actually a very civil debate. There was just a moment when he was just kind of, it wasn't that he was threatening, but it did sound a little threatening because he was talking about, I mean, the whole premise of what he's doing is totally evil and completely dishonest. You know, it was all over some Catholics that were going out to pray the rosary over St. Louis, who was not even racist, didn't own slaves or anything. He was, you know, 800 years ago in Europe, I forgot what country, Spain, I guess. He didn't own slaves. He burned the Talmud. Well, who wouldn't do that?
I think it was France.
So you find out who the real culprits are behind the agitators coming out,
because it's all about them. St. Louis burned the town. That has nothing to do with black people or slavery or anything, any of that stuff. But suddenly these Black Lives Matter want to come and take, rip down this particular statue because the Jews told them to, because the Jews gave them instructions.
I think on that, we're going to pay you this money. Well, actually, a little girl spray painted a 6-point star at that whole entire thing. I know they hit
what a surprise.
Couple of elderly brass knuckles.
What you doing, Rabbi? Vicious.
Yeah, exactly. any statue comes down right now. Here in Boston, they actually were taken down. There's a big thing where they've been taking down the Abraham Lincoln statue.
I'm no fan of Lincoln, but still, leave them all up. They're just trying to erase the history all the way.
They just want, all it is that he's white. That's all it
is. That's it. That's it. There's no other reason. Of course not. Gosh, I mean, you know, our kids need to know that they're under attack. I do tell my son all the time that we are, and I don't dwell on it or anything like that, but I drop that things on him, and every tell her I'll send him a meme or something like that, you know, to look at, because he lives right in the middle of California where, being white is not happy. You're definitely a target.
Yeah, I think you gotta sprinkle it on Hollister. You don't want to just come on too hard.
Bay Area.
Well, this kind of goes back into the fact that they run all the local offices. If you look at California, a lot of Californians are very similar to Arizonans or rural Oregons or Arkansas people. It's just the bigger cities like San Diego, Sacramento, San Francisco. Yeah. They're the ones that actually control the policies of the whole state. So, you know, that's what's happening in this place. Like, a lot of these residents of California are looking and going, what the heck, you know, like, getting outvoted.
Yeah, I left out of there.
Whatever,
years.
And they're screwed.
Yeah. You know, I ran. Willie left,
2008,
too. He was there.
2008, California voted against gay marriage. And the Jews didn't like that, so they had to come back and try again and keep pushing until they got their way. That's what they do.
Oh, of course.
They do not care about you or anybody.
No, they don't. Only tribal objectives are all that matter.
Yeah.
Well, it makes you wonder if this whole COVID thing was a test run, but, you know, like a live exercise, and they made it go
Mike
live.
Mike Pompeo admitted it was.
I think you're absolutely right on that. I've been saying that since the beginning. It won't be the first one.
That's exactly what Mike Pompeo said. He said this was a live exercise. It slipped.
Yes, he did.
You didn't see that clip?
Oh. No.
Yeah. We are in the middle of a live exercise.
Yep.
There you go.
There's no question about it. This whole thing is nonsense. Putting on masks and everything. You guys have seen the doctors from Bakersfield, and you know, it's very easy to explain the science.
They were great.
The science
is
very, very straightforward. Herd immunity, how that works. Masks, people wearing masks, and people sheltering in place, staying 6 feet away. That is going to keep everybody's immune system from developing the antibodies as a herd against this coronavirus.
Actual, opposite. Yep.
Right. So it does the exact opposite. Yeah. So if people put on a mask, they're committing a criminal act against humanity when they put on a mask.
And this whole mask thing comes about at the end. Like over in my state, it wasn't even being, enforced very hard in the particular state I'm in, close to Boston.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, people must have been watching the news. The last about 4 weeks, everyone's wearing masks now. It's like, we were fine. Nobody was wearing masks. Why are you all wearing masks? And everyone wants to fight everyone over it. I haven't had anyone say anything to me, but it's ridiculous.
It's just, I mean, the live exercise is who's gonna comply and wear the mask. We can see it. We've got all the cameras everywhere. We just look at, you know, they take the statistics, who's wearing a mask, who isn't. They can identify people now, and they can see the statistics. They can count it with AI. They can count, you know, what percentage of the people are complying with. How easy is this going to be?
Too easy. Oh, you mentioned AI. Where's John?
People are just rolling right over.
Yeah.
What's that?
You mentioned AI. Where's John? I figured
only 3% of the people that rebelled and participated in the rebellion.
In the first American Revolution?
I think it was 30%. You know how there's the 3%ers?
Yeah. Right, that's what that's from.
Named after that, yeah.
Right, that's all it took to get enough of a, yeah. If you think about it, that's not that much.
they're Second Amendment cucks, though. I mean, they go the Second Amendment, and then Black Lives Matter comes out and says, we are, you know, strong supporters of the Second Amendment. Well, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
That's nice. You know, you want to come, blow us all away?
That's what they want to do.
The centers are like, you know, it was just funny because the guys, the propertarian guys, it was a Kurt Doolittle, and the guy that is not in part of it, in John Mark, at the Washington rally on the 4th of July, they went to sign the new amended Constitution and basically a new declaration of reformation for the Constitution. This on the 4th of July this year. They had a rally, and at that rally, Kurt Doolittle was up there speaking, and he was getting pretty, you know, he was getting loud and kind of, I don't know if I agreed with how he was presenting, but it drew the attention of the BLM, and then the Second Amendment, some Second Amendment folks joined them, and they were like marching over there screaming, white supremacy sucks. White supremacy sucks. And so everybody's like, we're not white supremacists. And it's like the Black Lives Matter guys, the two leaders of the Black Lives Matter group show up, and they go up to the front while Kurt Doolittle's giving a speech. And then they talk to each other, and he allows them to grab the microphone, and they're like, hey, we're in defense of the Second Amendment, you know. And I mean, it was peaceful and it was cool and stuff, but and they did quiet down. They didn't keep chanting white supremacy sucks. They let them finish.
So what? I'm curious. What is your overall? Well, William, what is your overall assessment of Kurt? Because I've actually found him interesting. I interviewed him a couple times a few years back on my first station, the same one that Trevor was on. That station, I interviewed him in Truthcat, and then also just recently on Revision Media. It was a pretty good interview, and I was surprised he was a lot more bold this time around, where he's come out about his stances more than in the past. I don't know. I thought it was a pretty interesting interview, if you guys check it out, from earlier this year. But I'm wondering what your impression is, because some people have reservations about him. You know, a lot of people on the alt-right get controlled op accusations, you know. And proprietarianism, I mean, I hear mixed feelings. Some think that property rights are the best way to fight Jewish power, with just the most important means. But go on, William. I'm wondering what your assessment of Kurt is these days.
Well, I agree with you that we have to have capital and we have to have control over money. That's key. And establishing an alternative financial system that has nothing to do with them, like what Hitler did was such a criminal thing to do. Yeah, such a liberal treasury note, and help your beloved people, you know, help your beloved people survive against your, you know, genocidal.
That's what those were his only crimes, right there.
Tyranny, which was the Jewish thing, and so instill it.
Learn it again.
Yeah. So, but with Kurt,
we're in it again. Just like Travis said, we're being taken over by communists, even on the local level.
Hold on.
Yeah. Let him.
Hold on. So Kurt Doolittle. So I listened to a few of his podcasts, and then I would catch a lot of John Mark's podcasts. He's a younger guy who was kind of following Kurt Doolittle, and he was incredibly smart, very eloquent, and he got spooked at this last event because I think maybe. Because he's always been out there with a helmet on. So he's, you know, I think he works a job for, you know, some Jewish company. And he has a family. So he got spooked after this last thing. But he had some, he took his YouTube down. But if you can ever catch any of his podcasts, he talks about, you know, needing to separate from the left and the right. Needing to peacefully separate. The left probably won't go for it, but we have to try anyway.
Nope.
And we have to establish new rules. And so the proprietarian constitution is a very well thought out, they've thought of all these things. And he has a video out there, you know, who would win the civil war between the left and right, who would win. And he thinks that the right would win pretty easily. I'm not sure I agree with his assessment on that because it just kind of depends on who owns the technology, you know, because really this the warfare that we're facing right now isn't really a, you know, fighting in the same kind of way. When you own the 5G or, you know, when you own the satellites, the 5G, the, you know, all the technology for searching and finding people everywhere, targeting people.
When you own the means of production as a commune.
Yeah, economically.
Commune.
Right.
Yeah.
When you can economically starve and strangle people at will because you are in control of the financial system and all of the corporations to enforce your policies. You can't even get
that in the media
unless you go there, and the corporations have their nice little, you know, idiot AI bot person standing there, you know, trying to tell you what to do, or their loudspeaker overhead telling you, "We're all in this together. Everybody wear your mask and be good. Be good little consumers.
Right.
Obey."
Yeah.
So they had a solution for this, but he bugged out. And I think people got really upset with Kurt because he had given the microphone to the guys from Black Lives Matter. I wasn't upset with him for that. I thought he was being diplomatic. I don't know that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a tough call. I mean, when you're in a situation like that, I thought it ended relatively, it ended very peacefully. Unfortunately the people that control all the money, control the narrative, and they just say whatever they want, lie. And it could have been a parlay where people had, so look, you know, the Jews are, we, you know, some of us have our jobs from the Jews or whatever, and the Jews are paying you so that you'll come attack us. So what do? You know? So who knows? Maybe
okay, you guys.
Kind of,
you know, there's only one kind of revolution that matters, that will ever matter to them. There's only one. They don't care about any other kind. It doesn't make any difference whatsoever. Tax revolution. People not paying their taxes. That's the only thing they'll ever truly listen to. So any revolution with anything that other than that as its central core is just a joke.
So how do we do that?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great point.
Exactly. It's the only thing they'll listen
and
to.
And how do we establish a new financial system?
Yeah, right? Because that really is what's necessary. They use money as a weapon. They're not, I think, was it Ezra Pound?
They're really good at it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it's important to them for. That's why they want control of it, because it's weaponized. It's not that they have this great greed for money. No, they're not really interested in money. They're interested in the power that it brings, the way they can wield the power with it. They don't really care about money, though. It's beyond that. That's an oversimplification. They care about something much deeper. It's dirty, but that's what they care about, you know?
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I mean, why?
How do you get people to...
They're paranoid.
Everybody just
stop. They're paranoid because they've been committing unbelievable, heinous crimes against humanity for thousands
forever,
of years.
Forever. There you go. Forever.
Forever.
Right? Yeah. We can all agree on that.
Yeah, it was sanctioned by God in the Old Testament. Supposedly.
Humanity still hasn't been able to face the question, let alone solve it. We're not even allowed to pose the question, pardon me, let alone solve it.
Yeah. If they could do it, they'd just come and they'd round us all up and torture us to death.
Yeah, probably.
They're working on that. They're working on it. They're working on it. That's their goal, you know. I mean, really. I mean, see how how vengeful they are have been historically. What do they do? Any even slightest little thing, they bomb.
Look at Nuremberg.
Or the Germans.
Yeah, Nuremberg is the one that. Yeah.
What they did to all the Germans.
What they did to
Germany. Dresden and Mannheim.
Yeah, Hamburg, Stuttgart.
Hamburg. Yeah, I mean, just
wow.
Decimated. Just like unrelenting using. The United States
burned it.
Royal, and then the Royal Air Force Base, one after another, just unrelenting, just turning Germans into soap, turning Germans into rats, turning Germans into soup in their own basements. That's what they did.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you talk about the whole turning people into shrinking their heads and turning them into soap. Well, the Germans got the closest of that because they were just vats of fat in their own basement because they were burned.
Another
alive.
Truth inversion, right, Willie? Another truth. Yeah. Everything that they do, that they accuse the Germans of, they actually did.
To the Germans. And then to the Russians before that, who they did things like tied them to the – they made them tie them – they cut their stomach open, made them pull their intestines out, tied their intestines in a tree and made them run around the tree.
I don't want to hear this stuff. It's horrible. Horrible.
Yeah. Or poke their eyes out. Stick them in a stick them in coffins and put hiding your rats in there. You know? Or pour hot molten lava down monks and down priests and nuns.
There goes the family show. Yeah, it's awful. Okay,
that's
hard
what
to even
do
consider
to people.
Yeah. Yeah, full of vengefulness, that's for sure. Right? Well, we like to talk about solutions too, you know, not just complain about them all the time. Once again, we all know that they have to be by law held from holding any kind of office or being in finance, being in the medical field, being in law, anywhere that like that they can pervert.
Right. And then some stupid goyim will be like, they were oppressed.
Yeah.
They
so
wouldn't
that's
let
why
them be
lawyers.
They wouldn't let them torture people to death.
Hey, well, that's, you know.
Do you want me to stop, Greg? Did I stop?
No, you're good, but I was just, you know, see if anybody else has any points about the Travis, Leo. you had a good run. Travis, Leo, what do you guys think?
I had a good run. I'm on the same page. I mean, I'm pretty pissed off. Way things are going, I mean, there's a lot of evidence says we're fucked. You know, excuse me again. Sorry, but you know, we're in a bad situation right now, and I feel crunched. You know, and a lot of other people are feeling this. You know, like just the economy's crunching around on them, and you know, there's not a lot we can do but just kind of hold on, try to develop you know, small community pockets of, you know, awareness and work together, I guess, and.
That's a good suggestion. That's a really good suggestion. Everybody, you got to do things on a local level, but you know as well as I do, you can never bring up the Jewish question ever anywhere.
Well, I mean, you try to break through that with approaching it carefully and saying,
exactly. You have to go tackle. You know,
it's a very sensitive topic, obviously, and you could really trigger people, go off the deep end, and defending something that they're not even connected to that happened 75 plus years ago. And, you know, they're calling you names at the end of this conversation. So you have to be real cautious how you approach it. But when you start to bring up to people everyday working people that, hey, you know, do you know what country actually has free healthcare and free medicine and, you know, all this stuff for their people, free education. And we also give them $38 billion over the next 10 years, you know, like, you start bringing those points up, and you bring up the point that a lot of times
it's $38 billion a year,
basically. Yeah, 38 over 10 years. The next 10 years, 3.8. That's just the disclosed.
3.8 billion a year for 10 years.
Yeah, that's just disclosed. I mean, that's not including all the
And that's not all the other scams they got running.
Right.
And so what the problem is, what they're doing is taking our technology, our military technology, reverse engineering it with the help of Russians in the Talipot program, and they're turning around and selling to China. And look at their J-10 fighter jet is an exact copy of the Lviv fighter jet that the U.S. and Israel developed together in the technology transfer program. So
totally makes sense. I wouldn't doubt that one bit. Without knowing anything about it, without looking into it, that sounds incredibly plausible. Yes.
The important point here is when you start telling people this stuff and really hitting them at home about this, hey, this is a problem, and you should be aware of it. And they start going, oh, yeah, like that is kind of a problem, even though they didn't know about it, and they might have thought the greatest ally. So you start bringing the stuff up, then they start, you know, slowly maybe becoming aware to the issues, you know. Hopefully they're receptive and look into
it. So you have to approach it from the Israel thing. So you have to approach the Jewish question from the Israeli thing. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, okay, that's a very good piece of advice. No, I think that's really smart.
Well, and then you could start, like, maybe start to hit on the other levels of the deprogramming right. there. But it depends how receptive right. they are. But I like to try to hit on the economic aspect of what we're giving right. them and the fact that they're really not our ally. They're actually sabotaging us as we speak. And another right. thing is right. they're taking over the high technology sector of the U.S. economy. Silicon Valley is destined to be the next Rust Belt. Because they're taking all that stuff to Israel.
Wow.
All that stuff to wow. Israel. All these little computer basement dweller geeks have no idea what the heck's happening.
Wow.
You know, and that's another thing that, you know, the whole Epstein, the thing that gone really underreported was the fact that he was connected to this company called Carbine 911, which was trying to sell the I guess the 911 services, the idea that they were outdated and they needed to go digital and this and that. And, you know, it was, you know, a multi-billion-dollar scam, basically, to take the 911 services in the U.S. digital, you know. And anyways, that was an interesting thing about the Epstein thing and kind of where, you know, these guys basically are taking over everything, including the military defense industries. And that's, you know, Israel. That's a whole other sector that we have
heard of Maggles.
Yeah.
Sorry, Travis.
We're going to come over here and try to sell it to us.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It was like to steal from you and then sell it back to you.
Hey, did we lose Leo?
Heard of Maggles Securities, the company Maggles Security. Look it up and look at their lines of business. They have like 12 squares representing in the middle of their webpage their lines of business. One of them is the command and control smart grid, and they use this language in there. It's very communist. They just have it all locked. They have everything on lockdown, like all of the smart technology, all the cameras, all of the, you know, I mean, one of them is like, you know, border security, ironically, right? Because they're probably pretty good at it in their country. And they don't let us have it here because, you know, we're a Jewish vassal state. Yeah.
Closed borders for there, but open borders for the rest of the world.
But we'll manage it for you.
Borders. Yeah, it's just the same thing with Israel and China made 5G together.
What's that?
Well, Israel and China have made 5G together. They're partners in 5G.
Wow. Yes, Israel and China are partners in 5G. Wow.
Yeah, no 5G in Israel, though.
They're working on a fiber optic way to create 5G that obviously isn't going to be harmful for their country, which they're working in partnership with China to create.
Aren't they openly
They sold out America. They've been selling out America, but their new focus is China. China will be their new cash cow, their new teat to suck. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's a great point.
They basically suck
the heads in their beds over there.
They basically suck us dry. Yes,
they suck
us dry. Now it's time to release the proxy warriors. Time to release the racial tensions. Time for us all to have a race war. Which, you know, people tell you, oh, well, that's what they want. That's what they want. Don't fall for it. Well, unfortunately, it's something we have to fall for because if we ignore it, then we're just setting ourselves up for failure. But when we do finally, you know, mobilize and come together and we all start fighting, that's when the government's going to come down, shut us down. It's going to be, you know, martial law, take away all the guns, shut everyone down, give them an excuse to do it. But they're forcing it, yes. But are we just supposed to ignore it? Are we supposed to ignore and not defend ourselves, defend our kids, defend our people that look like us? You know, it does piss me off when people are like, don't fall for it. It's what they want. No shit, it's what they want. But how am I not?
Right.
Sorry, it's just crazy. You know, it's just annoying because it's like, I know it's what they want, but am I supposed to act like it's not happening? Am I supposed to just ignore it and be like, don't worry, fellow white kids. Nothing's happening. Just stand behind me and nothing will happen. And no, start getting ready. And unfortunately, when we do mobilize, they're going to shut us down.
You brought up a great point about how when we eventually everyone kind of figures it out and stops fighting with each other, and then you're saying that they'll try to come and shut everyone down and take everyone's guns. Well, the good news is everyone's buying guns like crazy. And so,
there's more than
you know,
ever.
Even with all their technology that they have, they might have a tough time. And who knows? Maybe something is going on up there in the.
Right?
In the upper echelon.
There could be something to the Q thing. We don't know for sure yet.
Yeah, sometimes I think about Q.
Can't count on it.
My mother's big on Q, which is fine. You know, she's a trooper. She does great. I love her to death. She's
that's awesome.
Aware of the JQ. But
that's great.
The thing is I feel JQ. Sometimes Q is very pacifistic. It just wants to pacify us, trust the plan, do this. It's like,
right.
How long am I supposed to sit here and trust this fucking plan if it's a real thing?
Yeah, right.
Sorry, I keep swearing. I'll just get worked up when I think about this situation. It's like, how am I supposed to put all my trust into, you know, one man or this military operation that I can't see that's coded? You know, I don't want to do that. I'd rather
watch. Well, they want us to believe that Trump is a
Yeah. You know,
they actually Trump is
where
the
come
video,
together
though,
and walk the guillotines into Washington, D.C.
Oh, my God, yeah. The Noahide camps.
Yeah,
guillotines. 30,000 guillotines
on the
U.S. military. Yeah. If somebody comes to your door, that's where you're going. So don't go.
Yeah. Definitely don't go. We don't know what
they're
going to
do.
I think Travis made a good point. I think it was Travis had said we need to just create small pockets and communities.
Yes.
And that's the that's my goal plan up here where I'm at. I'm in the woods. And, you know, I create everyone around me. They all agree with my views and points if they stay around long enough.
That's good.
Yeah.
And, it all begins like that.
We work out plans we have things in motion in case that happens, but I do think that it's on a level of, you know, just everyone in your community trying to raise awareness of those close to you. We stay in contact as long as we can through social media, things of that, but it's probably very important at this stage where we're at, especially with the last 4 months, to start really, really focusing on community. More than anything.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It's a blessing to get kicked off Facebook because you're just
it's good that we're strangers. We're here on we're here because of Facebook, all of us talking now. So we've all kind
that's
of
true.
Made these connections. It's a very good thing.
Yes.
But the connections are made. Absolutely. There's no one else is, you know.
Now we got to go with it.
Exactly. Now it's time to just start mobilizing your communities. It's time to
start Leo.
Focusing on the community.
I knew you'd be great on here tonight.
It's been great.
You know,
to be on.
Thanks for being on here tonight, man. It's been great. I knew you'd be great on here tonight. That's a really great point. You know, and we've got Travis call in too. And if anybody else wants to call in, that we're certainly 855-492-6049. Revisionmedia.org.
Well, Travis, I'm really happy that Travis called in.
No, me too.
Good call. It was absolutely
really
a good
call.
Call that Travis calling in.
Yeah. Like Travis, said, are you still there?
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm still here, guys.
All right, good. Yeah, cool. Stick around, man. Stick around.
So you guys, let me give you a little intro on Travis. So Travis does a show with Erica. You know that, right? You know, he does a regular show with Erica.
That's awesome.
Travis. I didn't get a chance to say it because Greg was always interrupting all the time.
You haven't stopped talking. You're so funny. Anyway, go ahead. Hey, Travis, man. It's been great. Thank you so much for coming on. It's an honor to have you come on and participate and help with the show. And wow.
Yeah.
When do you guys do your show? When do you do your show live?
It's kind of sporadic, usually in the evenings. Just depends on how busy either our schedules are. We haven't been on as much lately.
No.
It's been kind of trying, this whole new COVID economy.
These times
kind of
got us all wrapped up, I feel like.
Yeah,
people have us all wrapped up on wondering what's going to happen next. Sometimes I wake up and like, so is it worth me going to work today? Did it collapse? Did society collapse? Should I start getting things ready?
Well, definitely.
Did the whole thing go to heck? Get your emergency food.
That is something that people really need. I've been doing that, and that's something that a lot of people really, really need to start realizing. I mean, freeze-dried food. Look what happened with the toilet paper. And then we couldn't get meat. All in the beginning of this, that was insane. That really woke me up and really made me start collecting.
I've got a few months worth of freeze-dried food. I absolutely need more. That's a great point. And all our listeners, it's just common sense preparation. That's all it is for anything. You should probably have a year worth.
Yep. And right. People should really start teaching their children how to homestead, grow, hunt, bows, guns, whatever. It's really time that people start focusing on community. Economy and all that is obviously, you know, I think it's secondary to community.
Because bartering will be where it's at.
Yeah, you're going to have a skill set. You're going to have your worth. I mean, we could see the collapse of this nation. It's not like nations haven't collapsed before, correct? You know?
We're going to see it.
We are. I think in my lifetime, we're going to see it. We all read books. We've all done studying. We've all done everything, you know, and we all knew the country was headed in this direction, but I'm not going to sit here and be arrogant enough to say that I actually thought that it would happen this fast within the last 4 months. This has actually been kind of scary to me, to tell you the truth. I just think it's scary because I have a child and I'm like, okay, you know, not thinking about having any more right now because of this. So my kids run, you know, you can listen right now, but I can't imagine some of the friends that I have recently have had a few babies and it's like, man, it's scary to have a baby right now.
It's scary to have right
a 4 year old. Me?
But we need
you to have more kids though, Leo.
That is one of the most important things. We need to, like I said, focus on community. It's just that during this time, we need to be prepared, and it's hard to be prepared with a small child. I have a 4 year old, and he's old enough to listen.
He's adorable. I remember when he was a baby.
I'm getting a puppy. I think maybe I'm going to hit the cancel button on that. I'm just kidding. All right. A dog and a kid, not the same thing, but it kind of is, I guess.
Dogs are great. I got a little dog. His name's Juggernaut.
We all love dogs. Kitty cat.
Well, how come no Jews have called in yet? What's going on?
I invited one.
Isn't there a Jew out there that wants to be honest?
I should fight for the good of humanity.
I have an honest Jew friend. I should have him call in.
That's great. That'd be great.
That would be cool.
I'll talk to him. Maybe one of these times we'll have him call in. He's actually a really good guy. He exposes the Jew to the maximum extent.
He's like a 9/11
was caused by the Jews. All the things that these other gatekeeper Jews won't admit to. Those type of Jews that are like Zionism.
So obvious.
No, he's actually a good guy, and he tells you straight up Judaism is the problem.
We'd love to have him on, Leo. Yeah, you could arrange that.
Yeah.
I would love to have him on as a guest and interview him. He's an Iraqi vet as well. I honestly didn't even know he was a Jew for a long time. And no lie, he came out of the closet to me. He's like, Leo, I have something to tell you. And I'm like, what's up? And I really thought he was about to tell me he's gay, and I was about to
tell him. Gay, right?
But then he sent me a DNA test that said 99% Ashkenazi, right?
Wow.
And I thought it was a joke. I was like, ha ha, where'd you find that? That's funny. I texted it back. And he was like, no, I'm serious. I'm like, no, really, where'd you find that?
Wow.
That's pretty funny. I'd like to make a meme like that myself. And he was 100% serious. He told me about how, you know, he's been disowned by his family and all that. He's a good guy. He gets nervous.
The ones, there's some out there that absolutely tell the truth sometimes.
He thought I was gonna shun him and disown him because of it, and I was like, dude, that actually makes you a lot more powerful if you start using that.
Absolutely.
Oh man, it does.
I really want him on the show, another Bobby Fischer. Come on.
I want him on the show, Leo. That'd be great. I want to interview him. We would love to interview him. And, you know, it's great because that's the kind of perspective you want to hear, you know?
I'm going to talk to him, and I'll see if I can get him on the show.
That'd be great.
He's a good guy. I think you'd all like him. I think he'd be worth having on because, like I said, he goes where the other so-called they're anti-Zionist Jews, I should say.
Right.
Won't tell you the Holocaust didn't happen. They won't tell you.
Right, or 9/11.
Was committed by them. Yeah. Those are the two big ones. Right. He's really big on
them. They won't go to the Bolshevik side of it.
No.
No. They literally just go to Netanyahu bad, Palestinians treat bad.
Right.
And then they just interject
Netanyahu is the new Nazi.
Yeah, exactly. And then they interject themselves into the Palestinian movement and make sure it goes nowhere.
They control, right.
They make
Elon
Omar their profile picture.
They're definitely controlled opposition in that way. Yeah, there's no, the whole anti-Zionist. Speaking of 9/11, next week we have Captain Dan Hanley. You know who he is, Leo? You guys know who he was? United airline pilot, commercial airline pilot who was fired. You know, he spoke out about 9/11 right away, saying there's no way that people with a couple hours of Cessna training could fly the jets that they're into there. You know, it's just not
on a
couldn't
small
happen.
Jet plane.
Right. Right.
Oh, you're fired.
Yeah, he got fired for it. Yeah, and he started Pilots for 9/11 Truth. So he's a good friend of Rudy's, I believe so.
Yeah, I'm friends with him on Facebook. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Well, used to be. He got kicked off. They took
I was
going to
say, I haven't seen him post in a while. So I was like, unless one of his accounts
got banned. He's on Twitter, though, Captain Dan Hanley. He's on Twitter, though. He says he likes that right now. We're going to have him on next week. So that should be really a good time. You know,
that'll be a good one.
Yeah, it'll be a good one for sure. We've had some amazing guests on here. Right. You've been on there for a month?
I made it on there for about a month before they zapped me, and I just never get into it. Like I said, Facebook is where I stayed. Instagram I play with. Telegram,
right.
I'm not sure if any of you guys are on Telegram, but wow, is that a resourceful piece of – you guys should get on Telegram.
Really?
There's lockdown.
Okay.
No, that makes you – can't just do it through the web. I don't trust
there's
that.
An app.
No?
There's an app on Telegram.
Oh, it's an app.
And –
Israel technology. All the apps have the backdoor stuff.
They call Telegram a white nationalist stronghold. Do not talk
when
you're on there, in my opinion. If you guys go on Telegram, there's open chats. Don't talk on there. That's going to be where the people Fed post, and that's where they'll try and get you. But as far as like getting information out of there, there's some great videos on there. I know Vincent James is on there from the Red Elephants.
Some
good stuff, obviously.
Yeah.
So.
He's awesome.
We like him, Red Elephant.
Michelle Malkin. You know Michelle Malkin? She's kind of gone.
Yeah, the Asian woman.
She called out, people about anti-Semitism. I mean, she's married to an Ashkenazi Jew, but she called out the Jews. I mean,
She's written some good books. I have them here at my house, actually. She's a good woman, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I would say if you guys.
I like Ann Coulter too.
Ann Coulter. So many people talk badly about her, but I've liked her for so long. I've liked her since I read her book Mugged back in 2013. I think I read that during she wrote
Mugged
during the Obama administration. Mugged, very good book, worth the read. Huh. She's written better since then. That was kind of my opening to Ann and how much I liked her. I'm like, wow, this woman makes a lot of sense. And then she just became more and more vocal about the Jews. She was very conservative.
I get warm and fuzzy feelings when people get up talk openly about the Jews. I mean, I literally just get like a swarm of warm.
Get your Woody. Right.
She's actually
it's exciting.
Them. it is a nice feeling.
She has. That's what I'm saying. She has a couple times, right?
Oh yeah, she was watching one of the debates, and she's like, "Jesus, what is this for the? Is this for the?" presidency of the United States or of Israel, because all they kept doing was mentioning Israel. And then she had mentioned, I forget what show she was on, but she had mentioned how all of, because I think it was, they were talking about CNN and its lack of diversity or something. CNN made a point about lack of diversity in some aspect about something. And she's like, well, what about all the Jews? She's like, 9 out of 10 of the CEOs of this company are Jewish. I didn't say that's lack of diversity.
Right. Think of her. I think she might be. Yeah. I think she might be JY.
Oh, 100%. The woman, and you know, and if we were, like I said, so years ago, I think she was very conservative, inky. You know, your Kirk, your Charlie Kirk, your Ben Shapiro's. And yeah, that, I think a lot of us, or some people, a lot of us, start out maybe Republican, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, we're all fascists, which is fine. You know, but I think she started going towards
I really want to end white supremacy, and the key to ending white supremacy is to kick the Jews out of America.
Well, hey, but you know that those expulsions never worked. We just have to make it so that they can't have any.
But we want to end white supremacy, though. Remember, the Jews said we have to end white supremacy, so we have to kick the Jews out, because the Jews want to end white supremacy, and that's the only way to do it, because there's only one white supremacist, and that's the Jews. There is no such thing as white supremacy except for the Jews.
Everybody?
So thank you, Jews, for making us aware of your white supremacy.
They're only
so
white
the
when they get caught
by
doing
Ann
something.
Was a treason back in, and she named all the communists, the Rosenbergs and everybody. She named them all Alger Hiss. She didn't name. I don't recall her naming their Jewish heritage, their Jewish supremacist heritage.
She has straight up named.
She didn't do it in that book.
Not in that book.
But
no,
that was 2003. So I read that book in 2003.
Yeah, she's written some good books, and I think that she, like I said, she, like most people, you know, started off one way, you know, seeing this, and then you start digging, you're like, holy shit, next thing you know, you're throwing out a Roman salute, and you're friggin' totally fine with it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But once you find out that the Holocaust was in truth inversion,
there
and it's
go.
Like, well, what's wrong with doing the Roman salute? There's nothing wrong with that. That's fine, you know?
That's the one, though. That's the linchpin lie, right, you guys? The linchpin lie is the Holocaust and Hitler. Those are the biggest lies to hold
the
whole thing together.
Those are the hardest ones to break through. And I think you could talk badly about so many different aspects, but they just don't want to give you that. And I don't know why. I don't know why people just can't break through that aspect. It's
biblical,
just,
that's why.
I have a good idea. Go to another county and, you know, kind of, you know, maybe put enough makeup on your face that you can't be identified, and just say you're so-and-so from one butt, and go to the county meeting, the county city council meeting, and name the Jews, like, just as bam, bam, because you can go up there in the public comment time, and you can just name the Jews, like,
you'll probably
like
get arrested.
And then get out of
it. Right? It sounds great, though. I'm just thinking of it, how funny it would be to be up there in a wig looking like Miss Doubtfire naming the Jew.
We don't want to name him.
It's hard coming. To do. All right? So it's like the Jews have been sending their proxy warriors out here. We're coming for you. We're coming to kill you. Antifa is coming to kill you, or whoever. And you know, or they send their children, like people on TV, we're not going to stop trying to take your gun so we can murder you more easily. I mean, because that's what it is. It's Bolshevism. And so
2.0,
no, we're not going to stop until you're exposed. Until you're exposed,
man.
Until the truth comes out.
We're not going to stop. No,
you could come now
truth.
And you could start, you could come now and say, look, okay, you're right. We've messed up. We want to make it right. Okay, we're going to pay you back the $23 trillion that we owe you. We're going to stop taxes, stop funding to Israel. We are going to pay you back, and we're going to make this right. And then, you know, we could get somewhere. But we'd have to obviously enforce that and have to hold them to it. So, you know, it does say in the Bible that they will come and worship before thy feet. Okay, in Revelation. Okay, in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9.
Yeah.
Let's not forget, okay?
Yeah, it calls them synagogues.
You and I are both we follow Christ. And I pray.
Oh, yeah, we're all Christians. Absolutely.
I wake up not knowing what to do about all this stuff, and I pray, man.
There is nothing. That's a great thing.
It's really, you know, disheartening sometimes when I see in the movement, we have good guys that may not be Christian, but they don't understand that you have to, whether you're Christian or not, you need to back Christianity, true Christianity. You don't have to back the kind of Christian, but you need to back us.
Not Christianity.
Exactly, not Cuxianity, right? But like you back
Cuxianity,
That's what Western civilization was really built on, as far as when things started coming together, right, for our people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't back it, then you're really just pulling the rope with the friggin' the Jews, the LGBTQ, all these people you think you're against. You're just pulling the rope against people like us. You know, I'm not gonna try to convert you. I'm not gonna try and do that. But you need to you need to back Christianity, because it's the only way. You know, and who was more of a person that warned us against the Jews than Jesus? I mean, he was out his whole entire life.
He was the one. That's why they're covering that up.
Just walked the rest. Exactly.
That's all he did.
I hate him.
That's
why they hate him.
They murdered him. Tortured
him. They murdered him. They did. They murdered our. They murdered Christ.
And cold blood.
Murdered him.
The kindest person ever.
Yeah.
Right.
A warrior, nonetheless, but a very kind-hearted warrior. And
we all have Christ dear in our hearts here on Falling Dominoes. This is a real Christian show, and that's of a bottom line. Absolutely.
And
we don't want any kind of violence or anything.
Nope, we don't want any violence. We believe
we just want truth.
Jesus Christ.
Unfortunately, the Jews think truth is violence, and the truth is hate. Yeah. That's what the Jews.
What's more violent than the left, though? What's more violent than the left anymore?
Well, no. But the Jews, Jews like the left because the left is trying to kill everything that's good. So
that's
fine for the Jews.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Of course it is.
That's why BLM and Antifa have now been burning Bibles. If our fellow truthers people in the movement can't see that they need to back Christianity, then I'm sorry, but you're a room temperature IQ type of person.
You're a moron. If you don't see that, you're a moron. Yes. Totally.
I mean, they're not over there burning your Viking religion pagan runes. They don't care about that. As a matter of fact,
I know.
They're not burning the Talmud. That's for sure.
They're burning our Bibles. They're taking down statues of Jesus. They're telling us, you know, how bad Christianity is. And it's time
they use every opportunity
if you are a Christian,
to talk.
You need to back us.
They use every opportunity to say negative things about Christ, and they do it very publicly. And they have no problem ever. Jews do. They have no problem. The whole, like the Sarah Silverman type, and there's a bunch of those.
They
hate him still.
God, she's so.
They tried to make that
so
Netflix documentary where Jesus was gay.
I can't believe how ugly that is.
What? Oh my God! Where he was gay?
Idiot.
Yeah, I think it was Brazilian in Brazil, and I actually think that the Brazilians Molotov cocktail the studio came out of. You know, they're very highly religious down there, but they tried to make some type of thing where Jesus was gay. And they weren't feeling it, so they did react. They Molotov cocktail the studio it came out of. But it's just an attack after attack after attack after attack on Christianity. But I don't see any other religions being attacked like that.
No, not at all.
There's some super cool, we all know there's some super cool, and they're pretty based Muslims. But even Muslims don't get attacked like that. And they've been able to subvert
And they've got everybody hating Muslims the way they do Germans now, with all this stuff about them.
Yeah. I used to. I did.
I think a lot of us have fallen for that trap.
It took a long time for me to pull away from that one.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that too, but they are toxic in a way to, you know, European culture. I mean.
Yes, I agree. And they don't need to be here or in any type of European culture. I don't want them here. But let's face it, they don't want to be here either. They get forced here.
They get bombed here.
Yeah.
They get bombed.
Right? Exactly.
Where they get to go?
They get bombed and then they get transferred.
They really actually just want to be in their holy land. They believe that land is holy.
Yeah, I believe it.
We should believe our lands are holy because our lands are holy.
Yes. All land is holy.
Anywhere we are, you know, we should hold... You know, our land's very holy, just as they do. They don't want to be here.
I agree.
Yeah. They're forced into it to go in somewhere.
Yeah, and then comes the bad
and whose fault is that?
Well, we know it's Israel. We get Christians and Muslims to fight with each other, and that works out really great for the Jews. So in a way, Leo, your friend's kind of right. Don't fall for it. In a way, they're kind of right. I know it's frustrating.
Yeah,
so I know in a way it's kind of wrong, but in a way it's
They are in that aspect. And I think here in America, we don't really have the Muslim problem so much as we have the black on white problem that they don't want us to fall for. But I'm just watching my people get beat in the streets. And Greg can tell you, how many videos have I uploaded when it all started breaking off? I would upload about 30 different attacks.
Never see it the other way around either.
Right.
Yeah. You never see it the other way around.
No, never. I've never seen a group of white people. I've never seen a group of white people attack a black in my
Or you don't see the random. You don't even see random ones like where a white person attacks a black people. Like when it's one on one, you see plenty of that. They'll just hit an old lady or something. You know, it's just incredible.
Gregory, maybe you'd like to get everyone's final thought. Looks like we only have a couple minutes left.
Oh wow! Well, hey, time does fly when we're having fun. You know, over here. Falling Dominoes, the final thought, as always, is don't believe what you're not allowed to question. We had a great time. Bravo. Leo calling down, my dear friend. Leo, awesome. It's so awesome that you called in. You were a fantastic guest.
It was great to be on.
Travis, thank you. Oh, yeah. We'll have you on again.
You too.
And again, let us know about your friend if he can come on. And then my partner, this is Greg McGill, my partner, Willie Redpill. Thank you, Travis. Thanks to John Church calling in. You know, next week we have Captain Dan Hanley.
Still there? Okay, thanks, Greg. All right.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, John's still
there.
It's
been a great show. Okay. Everybody have a great night, and we'll talk to you next week.
Travis. Wait, Travis, are you still there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Wait, hold on.
Go ahead, I'm waiting.
2 minutes left, guys.
Oh, we do? Okay.
Come on now. Yeah. Travis, are you still there?
I thought we were against the clock.
Hey, man, you got any last words?
No, man, just keep it real, guys. I appreciate what you guys do, and glad you guys are out there speaking.
You too.
I'm really happy you came on, Travis, finally. I've been trying to get Travis to come on for the longest time.
In the middle of the sentence. Apologize for my phone. Just a hard
one. All right, everybody. Okay.
See you, Travis.
Everybody have a great night. Thank you.